it was very tragic that 8 devotees passed away in an accident. I was in Burma when I heard the news. And then I was flying from Rangoon to Bangkok. And in Bangkok, the temple president who was driving me to the temple was from Nepal. And on the, while flying from Bangkok to Rangoon to Bangkok, I read the Bangkok news that had a big article on the accident. And then when I went to Bangkok, the temple president who hails from Nepal told me how dangerous this plane trip is. So it's really unfortunate that these exalted Vaishnavas are no more with us. We all know the philosophy that the soul is eternal, the body is perishable. But still, nevertheless, when a Vaishnava passes away, we do feel loss and grief. So here we are today remembering Murli Mohan and his brother Rakesh. We just met their parents. So Murli Mohan's association with Vaishnava culture started in 1996. We had a devotee in Bandra whose name was Nandarani. She passed away a few years ago. She was a disciple of Radha Govinda Maharaj. So Nandarani used to have satsang programs in her house in Bandra. And Murli Mohan was introduced through these satsang programs into Krishna consciousness. Then around 1997, he started associating with the ISKCON Youth Forum in Juhu. And slowly increased his participation in the temple programs. And he also started taking part in the programs that were being run by Vasuman in Bandra. It appears that Murli, even in the early stages of his Krishna consciousness, had very great attachment for worshipping the deity. There's a mela that's regularly held in Bandra. And his parents had given him money to go and spend in that festival. But instead of spending that money on the festival, he brought a deity of Makkhan Chor. Ye baat sach hai? Makkhan Chor ki murti le aaya tha. I was told he brought a deity of Makkhan Chor to the house. We had another artistic devotee here, Partha Hari, who was a good friend of Murli in his early days. Partha Hari, Jayesh, Madhavendra Puri, these were the devotees he was associating with in the early days. Partha Hari was an artist, and he drew a picture of Krishna. Murli was very attracted to that picture, and he resolved that he should install a deity in his house. So I was told that he was going through a shop in Mahim or Bandra somewhere where he saw a deity of Krishna, and he purchased that deity and took it to his house. He was first initiated in 2003, and Murli Mohan from the very beginning was very, very fond of deity worship. He would also regularly associate with senior devotees. And of course he was seeing me at that time. I think he came in contact with Radha Swami a little later. But he was also associating quite closely with Mahanidhi Swami. And Mahanidhi Swami those days would come to Bombay sometimes. And I know that Murli would always make it a point to invite senior devotees to come and visit his deities. I had the privilege of going to his house, I think, twice to have the darshan of his deities. So Mahanidhi Swami had gone to his house, and Mahanidhi Swami told him, "You have Krishna and you don't have Radharani." So then he decided he should get Radharani also. And then I believe he went to Jaipur and got Radharani. And then he asked me what name should we give the deities. I think I went there and then we gave them the name Madan Mohan, isn't it? Radha Madan Mohan. So he took care of his deities with intense devotion. He would spend hours and hours decorating his deities. And he would hold festivals in the same mood that a temple would hold a festival. Especially two festivals he would hold very actively. One was Chandan Yatra, Chandan Yatra, and Janmashtami. His many times I would tell him, you didn't come on Janmashtami, there's a temple here. And he would say, well, I had a big festival at home. So he had this great desire to serve the deities. And I think his brother Rakesh was also helping him in deity worship. He would do the deity worship in the morning and the brother would do it in the evening. And he then made a very nice temple for his deities at home. I saw the I went there after the improvement also. So Murali Mohan was a very active devotee. Initially he was active in congregation and preaching. And later on, he started revealing his skills. His skills were not revealed fully when he first joined. But then as he participated more and he got the deities at his house, he started designing deity dresses. And as you heard, he was quite active in the Radha Rajbihari temple from 2002 to 2006 or 2007. He designed the first push flower dress that we had for Radha Rajbihari. The first dress was designed by him. The whole dress was made of flowers. He also was instrumental in Radharani wearing the sari for the first time. I don't remember. I don't know if we have pictures of that. But I know Radharani wore sari for the first time. It was done by Murali. And he was very active in the deity department, especially during festivals. He would come and do the decoration. And everyone really appreciated the artistic contribution that he made. And I believe from 2007 onwards, he got more involved in Chapari Temple, I think. Is it involvement started in 2007? And that Radha Swami will describe the details about that. So he was also involved in decorating the temple at Mr. Goenka of Wellspun. He told me that he was also instrumental in designing the temple in Mukesh Ambani's house. That's what Murali Mohan told me a few months ago. And he was really very, very happy with the service opportunity that was given to him in the Chapati temple. So Radha Swami is going to speak on that. So on the one hand, it's definitely a great loss that Murali Mohan is no more with us, nor his brother. And it's definitely a great grief to his parents, as these two were the only two sons. So I just told his father, no doubt it's a loss, but we are all his sons. So there are hundreds, thousands of devotees who are all, will be willing to associate and serve both of them. So we definitely feel great pain that is not with us. But at the same time, we recognize that we all are here temporarily on a certain transcendental plan. And that plan sometimes becomes a little hard to understand. But one thing is for sure, that anyone who has done service to the Lord service never goes in vain. So based on the service we've done, we either go back to Godhead or we take birth in a situation where we continue our devotional endeavor on the path back to Godhead. Murali was very dedicated to the deities, very attached to service, very attached to associating with senior devotees. He would regularly go to Radhakund to associate with Manidhi Swami, and very attached to serving in Prabhupada's movement. And I, on my part, would always try and encourage him to serve the ISKCON movement. It doesn't matter which temple he served. The important thing was that he associated with devotees and did his service. At the same time, we were very sad to read that several wonderful devotees who are associated with the Chavari temple passed away. Kunja Bihari Prabhu and Madhurya Priya Mataji, disciples of Radha Swami, served in the Chapari temple for over 20 years. Very wonderful service. Gaur Krishna Prabhu, I understand that Gaur Krishna Prabhu and Murali would design dresses together, and Gaur Krishna was very active in the deity department in the Chapari temple. So he was also a wonderful brahmachari and holding a very responsible position in the Chapari temple. He also passed away. And then there was Gokul Rani Mataji, who was also very, very active for over 20 years in the Chapari temple, and a daughter, Taruni. That was her. So, so we all lament that these all exalted devotees have passed away. But as we said, I'm sure Krishna is protecting them, and Krishna has his plan, and we should recognize that for each one of us, there's danger at every step, as the Bhagavatam says. So we should always be prepared and remain focused on spiritual goals. And this trip to Muktinath, I understand, was a brainchild of Murali Mohan. He had organized this trip and inspired others to join in this trip. So, on this occasion, I want to offer my respects to Murali Mohan and his brother, and we want to assure his parents that we are all members of a big ISKCON society, and he has hundreds of children that he can associate with and be inspired to continue his devotional service. I understand they have Radha Krishna deities at home that need to be worshipped, and I was told that the local devotees were making some plan to worship those deities. So, and I was also told that the parents are very desirous that the Radha Krishna deities continue to remain at home. So I'm sure the community of devotees will rise to the occasion and do the needful. Hare Krishna. Only Mohan Prabhu ki. Rakesh Prabhu ki, Gaur Premananda.